If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm George Lizos, spiritual teacher, Saga killer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Today, I'm continuing my four-part solo episode series all about energy protection, centered around my book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords. The first episode was about the three steps of energy protection. The second episode was about the five types of negative energy attachments. And this episode will be about three types of energetic shields and when to use them. If you order the book Protect Your Light, you also get a free masterclass with me entitled Psychic Scanning Workshop, during which I'll guide you through the process of turning on your psychic vision so you can scan your body and your aura to identify all the different blocks and negative energy attachments cluttering your energetic field so you can clear them. And you can head to protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. That's protectyourlightbook.com and you'll get all the details about how you can claim your free workshop. So, shall we get started to talk about the three types of energy shields and when to use them? The most popular and common type of energy shield that people tend to use is the white light bubble, or just calling upon Archangel Michael. Now, the white light bubble is a powerful energetic shield, and I explain why in Protect Your Light. However, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of shield. It doesn't work for everything. There are different shields you can use for different situations to create different results. And when you just limit yourself to just using the white light bubble, then you're leaving yourself vulnerable to types of energy attack and negative energy attachments that the white light cannot protect you from. And that's why in this episode, I will share with you the three different types of shields you can use. In Protect Your Light, I distinguish between these three different types, and I offer different shields within this type of shield that they belong to, and explain the kind of circumstances you can use that shield for. You're gonna love it. I believe it's very important as lightworkers to have a more complex and therefore effective way of protecting our energy, because our life purpose is so important. Because we are here to create massive positive change in the world, and just using those basic kind of processes that may have been working for us in the past but are not working for us right now won't help us in knowing that purpose and following their purpose and finally fulfilling our life purpose. The reason a lot of the energy protection practices we used to use in the past but don't work as well right now is because our world has become increasingly more complicated. We spend so much more time online now than we used to in the past. And by the way, digital spaces are also spaces, and energy attack can take place in the digital world. That's why in Protect Your Light, part 4 of the book is all about how to protect your energy online. But also, we spend a lot of time interacting with people in the physical world. We travel so much more frequently than we used to in the past. We interact with many more people. We've become increasingly interconnected, and therefore, there are way more opportunities for us to be energetically attacked now than it was, for example, even 10 years ago. So the practices that used to work may not work as well right now, just because our lives have become more complicated, and therefore we use a more complex system. And by the way, complex is not necessarily complicated. It's complex meaning there is more thought behind it, there are more practices behind it, there is more thinking behind it. Before I share these three types of shields with you, let's talk about energy protection in general. In case you've missed the previous two episodes, let's define our terms. I define energy protection as the art of being energetically authentic. It's about ensuring that what's yours is yours and what's theirs is theirs. It's about ensuring that your thoughts, your emotions, the way you behave comes from your source, comes from your inner being, and is not influenced by all the other energetic attachments you've caught from the people and the spaces you've interacted with. Essentially, energy protection is about taking your power back. It's about having boundaries, not just physical boundaries, but energetic boundaries, so that you are in control of the way you feel, the way you think, the way you behave in your life, and you're not influenced by external negativity. Energy protection is about taking your life back. In the first episode of this four-part series, I define the three steps of energy protection. In my book, Protect Your Light, I talk about my entire seven-step system to cleansing, shielding, and strengthening your energy. But I will share with you right now briefly the main three steps of this process. Step number one is identify, which has to do with turning on your psychic vision, scanning your body to identify all the different energetic attachments that are cluttering your energy field. Step number two is clear, which is all about using different practices. And in the book, I focus primarily on elemental-based and earth-based practices to clear all those negative energy attachments you've identified. And then step number three is called shield. And it's all about creating strong shields around your energy that prevent you from attracting and catching more negative energy attachments. And we've talked about the white light, how it's very popular, or shielding yourself with Archangel Michael's light as well. People use different shields as well, but I haven't seen a categorization of those shields and a very step-by-step process and practice of organizing them, understanding them, and learning when to use what. That's why I wrote Protect Your Light, to provide that for you. So let's go ahead and define the three types of energetic shields you can use and when to use each and every one of them. The first type of shield that I talk in Protect Your Light is the amplifying kind of shields. Amplifying shields, they amplify your vibration, they raise your vibration, and therefore they strengthen your natural energy protection mechanism. You have natural energetic shields around you. Your aura is an energetic shield, and therefore your guides are there as well protecting you, and therefore you have natural protection. When you're using an amplifying shield, for example, a rainbow light shield is an amplifying shield. It raises your vibration, essentially strengthening your own natural defenses so that your vibration is high and you don't come into contact with low-level people or low-level energies. Energy protection works on the basis of frequency, meaning the degree to which your frequency is high or low is the degree to which you will attract similar high vibrational or low vibrational energy attachments. If you're vibing high and therefore if you feel consistently good feeling emotions and your alignment to your inner being, you will only attract similar feeling people, spaces, and energy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If, however, your vibration is consistently low, and therefore your natural energetic defenses are not activated or are not as strong, then you will attract people and spaces and energies at a low vibrational frequency. And therefore, it's never about assertion, it's always about attraction when it comes to energy protection. We always attract whatever it is we are dealing with. And this was a tough lesson for me to learn. It's a tough lesson for many people to learn because we don't like taking responsibility, but we gotta be honest with ourselves. These days, whenever I get psychically attacked or I get a spirit attachment in any way, I clear it, but then I ask myself, what within me allowed this to happen? And I do the inner work. I identify the fear or the limiting belief behind that, and I make sure to heal that because that's the root cause of why I allowed myself to be attacked in that way. And again, I talk about this in more depth in Protect Your Light. So when should you use amplifying shields? You should use amplifying shields on a daily basis. Whenever you start your day by raising your vibration using an amplifying shield because that's gonna maintain your vibration high for the duration of the day and therefore ensuring that you don't attract as many negative energy as you could if your energy was not protected. At the same time, you can use an amplifying shield when you meet your friends because your friends, you trust them. They likely won't energetically attack you. You trust their energy. You want to be able to connect with them. You don't want a strong shield around you that prevents you from emotionally connecting with them. You want an amplifying shield that you're able to protect yourself, keep your vibration high, but at the same time be able to communicate on a deep level with them. So whenever you are in a space or with people that you feel safe, an amplifying shield is a way to go. The second type of shield you can use are the repelling shields. Repelling shields are opposite from the amplifying shields. Instead of amplifying your vibration, they focus on repelling incoming energy, incoming negative energy. For example, a repelling shield that I often use is a mirror shield, essentially shielding myself with a globe mirror, mirroring outside, and therefore whatever energy is coming towards me, like negative energy, is being mirrored back to that person or to that spirit or whatever. Again, there are many different types of repelling shields that you can use, and I talk about them in great detail in Protect Your Light. But these are great shields to use when you know you're being attacked. Let's say, for example, you're in an argument or you're surrounded by people that you feel are judging you, either online or offline. They're great shields to use when you are surrounded by a great amount of people, such as when going to the hospitals, or going to the movies, or going down, when going downtown, when you know you'll be exposed to a lot of people's energy, it's best to use a repelling shield to repel whatever energy is coming towards you. Or especially when you know you're being attacked by someone, whether someone is feeling anger towards you, whether someone is feeling jealousy and you can feel it and you're arguing, immediately cast a repelling shield around you. They will protect you from that. Now, the downside to repelling shields is that they prevent you sort of from having deep emotional conversations with people because they are deflective, they are defensive, they are meant to protect you, they're meant to be like a first aid kind of shield that you can use. I don't recommend them as shields to use on a daily basis. Only use them when you are being attacked because they are really strong and they will prevent you from connecting deeply with people. The third type of shield that I talk about in Protect Your Light are transmuting shields. Transmuting shields do just that. They transmute energy as it comes in. So if someone sends you negative energy or if there is negative energy in a space, the transmuting shield transmutes that. And then once the energy reaches you, it's been transmuted into love and light. These are powerful shields to use on a daily basis. I like to use them on a daily basis to just transmute any energy that's coming towards me. An example of a transmuting shield is the violet flame. The violet flame shield, when you shield yourself with violet fire, it has the ability to burn and transmute and change whatever it is that's coming towards you into something more positive. So when you receive it, you don't get energetically attacked. Again, in Protect Your Light, I go into more depth and share different transmuting shields that you can use. I love using them on a daily basis, and I like to layer them on top of an amplifying shield. So you use an amplifying shield and then a transmuting shield, so you keep your vibration high, and also you transmute whatever energy is coming towards you. In the book, I go into more detail about layering, which I think is really important if you want to really master energy protection. Transmuting shields are great to use, as I said, daily, but also when you're hanging out with people that you know won't harm you, but you don't necessarily know or you feel like weird about. Like, for example, in family situations, meaning when you're meeting with your extended family during the holidays, transmuting shields are great to use then because you know they are your family, so they don't really want to hurt you. But at the same time, you want to avoid them and you want to avoid certain questions sometimes, and you just, some people irritate you, or you may not enjoy everyone's company as much as certain people. So a transmuting shield keeps the balance and allows whatever energy comes through to just get filtered before it reaches you. I love using transmuting shields. Alrighty, so here you have the three types of shields and when to use them. Amplifying, repelling, and transmuting shields. And you can come in your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and tell me which one of those shields do you feel like you need most. Come in the group and let me know. I also created a free guide sharing the top 3 most common types of negative energy and how to protect from them. If you want that guide, make sure to go right now to georgelizos.com/negative energy. That's georgelizos.com/negative energy to grab it. And if you want to go pro with your energy protection practice, make sure to get your hands on my book, Protect Your Light, to also get the free psychic scanning online workshop where I will guide you to scan your body to identify all the negative energy attachments so you can clear them. And you can grab that by going to protectyourlightbook.com. That's protectyourlightbook.com. All righty, my beautiful lightworkers, thank you for being here again for another solo episode. We have one more solo episode coming up where we're going to talk about 3 energy protection mistakes to avoid. And I can't wait to see you there. Sending you all my love. Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizos.com/life purpose.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.